Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The children can be dismissed, I believe, at this time. Children, God bless you. Only the children. Adults, you have to stay here. Okay? Adults, you get to play with your toys later for Christmas, okay? But right now, the children, Christmas is coming.
孩子们可以离开, 其他的人请留步。
Well, we must humble ourselves as little children. Amen.
我们如果是一个小孩子的话，我们必须像小孩子一样的谦卑。
So let's humble ourselves one more time before the Lord and look into His Word. Would you pray with me one more time?
让我们再一次的谦卑在神面前，我们来祷告。Father
in heaven, thank you so much for hearing our prayers.
天父，感谢你，你听我们的祷告。Thank
you for the prayers of our pastor and the other leadership in this church.
也感谢神给我们有牧师以及其他在教会里服侍的弟兄姊妹。Thank
you for the prayers of the saints here in this church that we've been praying for a long time for this day.
也要感谢主，我们为今天的这个日子也祷告了很久。Would
you answer their prayers by speaking the truth in love this morning to us, Father?
请主真的是回复我们的祷告，让我们能够听到你的真道。In
Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
This morning we're going to do something a little bit different. I don't have any PowerPoints. I've given you the PowerPoints on this sermon notes, on the message notes in your bulletin.
今天早上我们做的讲道有些特别，我们没有任何的幻灯片，我们就请大家里面有一张插页，里面有所有的内容。
So you can follow along here, and I will help you.
你可以就是照着我们所发的，我们走下去看。
If you need a pencil, raise your hand or a pen, and the ushers will pass around a pencil or a pen, so you can take some notes. If you want to, just raise your hand.
如果你需要笔的话，要做笔记，那就请你举起你的手，我们的招待会把笔借给你用。
Are you going to heaven?
你会到天堂去吗?
Are you going to heaven to spend eternity with your Father?
你是不是会到天堂去与天父永远的在一起呢?
Who gets to go to heaven to spend eternity with their Creator? Who?
谁能够到天堂与那位造物主永远的在一起呢? 谁能够这样子呢?
Hollywood says everybody goes to heaven.
这在好莱坞说每个人都可以到天堂去的。
Everybody has a white robe and a harp, and there's so much fun. Everybody goes to heaven.
每个人都高高兴兴的，每个人都可以上天堂。
God's not going to condemn any of us to hell.
他们说神绝对不会责备我们任何的事情，而把我们送到地狱去的。
Unless we're as bad as Hitler.
除非我们是像希特勒那么样的邪恶。
But God doesn't send good people to hell.
但是神他会把这个好的人送到天堂去吗？
Or does he?
哦，他会吗？
What does it take to spend eternity with the Father?
我们要到天堂与神永远在一起，我们要付上什么代价呢？
Atheists say there is no heaven, there is no hell.
无神论的说，没有天堂，也没有神，也没有地狱。
It's a myth.
就是一切都是在无形之中。
The only one who can tell us what heaven is like with the Father is the one who has been there with the Father in heaven.
唯一可以告诉我们天与在天堂与神同在是什么情况，只有那一位他曾经从天堂经过这样的生活来告诉我们。
Jesus left home so we could be at home with Him. Jesus left home so we can be at home with Him.
因为耶稣他离开天家到这里来，所以他可以告诉我们在天家是什么样的一个情况。
And the message of Christmas is to tell us how to get home.
所以圣诞节我们讲的这个信息就是说，怎么样我们能够到那个天家去？
So we look in the text this morning in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. It first starts out by saying there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
所以我们今天早上我们看在路加福音第二章第八到第十四节讲的说，天使他报信息给那些牧羊人，然后他们牧羊人听了以后，甚至非常惧怕。So
the Lord here begins by telling the shepherds about the good news.
所以神他 最起初的时候是告诉那些牧羊人关于这个好的信息。
God likes to appear to shepherds.
神要在牧羊人面前显现。
He appeared to Moses in the wilderness. Do you remember the story? Moses was a shepherd.
你们记得当摩西还是在旷野做牧人的时候，神也向他显现。
He appeared to David. David was a shepherd.
神也在大卫还做牧羊人的时候向大卫显现。
And here again, he appears to shepherds.
这次同样的，他也在牧羊人面前显现。
Why did he appear to the shepherds?
为什么他在牧羊人面前显现呢？
Why did God send the angels, his messengers, to appear to these common people?
为什么神要差遣天使天兵在这些很普通的人面前显现呢？
Why didn't he appear to the Pharisees or the religious leaders? Why, I ask you, why?
他为什么不在法利赛人或是在那些宗教的领袖面前显现呢？
Maybe it's because the shepherds would be open to the truth.
也许是因为牧羊人他们有一颗打开的心能够接受。
They were intellectually humble.
他们在知识上他们非常的谦卑。
Oh, I'm sure many of them were very smart.
我相信他们其中有些人是非常聪明的。
But they spent so much time in God's creation that they were so sensitive to the Creator.
他们看到神所创造的一切，因此他们对神所创造的这一切都非常的敏感。
And he knew that the shepherds, listen to this, he knew that the shepherds would go and tell a young girl with a baby, Jesus. He knew he could trust them.
So he
shared the good news to her and her husband.
所以神知道说这些纯洁的牧羊人，他们能够听神的话，而且把神的话传扬出去，告诉他们说有一童女要生子。
Ladies, how would you feel? You're having a baby far away from your home in this place that's really dirty. How would you feel?
尤其姊妹们，你们想想看，如果你有个孩子，你要生孩子，可是却离家非常非常的远。
Your family's not there.
你的家人都不在旁边，你会怎么样的感觉呢？
Except for your husband.
除了丈夫之外。
Would you be afraid?
你会害怕吗？
Now, of course, the angel told Mary what was going to happen, but I can imagine she needed encouragement.
虽然说天使告诉了玛利亚会发生什么事，可是她还是需要许多许多的激励。
Friends, remember one thing. Please remember one thing about Christmas. There's many things. He's our Savior, yes, but please remember one thing.
我们要记得一件事情。当然我们知道他所生的是救世主，可是我们必须要知道一件事情。
I hope you never forget this.
希望你们永远不会忘记。
God is not just interested in showing you that he exists. He's interested in showing you what he is like.
神不只是要跟大家显示说他是存在的，而且他要显示给大家说他是怎么样的一位神。
This makes Jesus very different from any other leader, any other prophet, any other king. This makes Jesus very different because he wants to show you about holiness and love and his existence.
所以在这里，耶稣他是与世上其他的君王、其他的人都完完全全不同，因为在这里要显示出耶稣他的爱和他的圣洁。
God could have called down from heaven. He could have said, "I exist. Look at these angels." He could have had a lightning storm, and he could have gone, "I exist. Believe in me." The power of God could have rocked the world, but he didn't use any of that power.
神可以他像从天上降下一个很大的雷声很大的火球给大家看，说我是存在的，可是他却没有这样子做。
He used a humble little woman.
他用了一个非常谦卑的女子
to show us what real love is.
来告诉我们真正的爱是什么。
He said, "Don't be afraid."
他说不要惧怕。
I bring you good news.
我带给你们一个好的消息。
Of great joy for all the people.
这是大家所欢喜快乐的一个消息。
And then he focuses in on three things.
然后他就主要他是针对三件事情。
And these three things are what we're going to talk about this morning.
这个三件事情就是我们今天早上要讲述的。
And if you look at the text, he says, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born."
他这里说主要是说，今天在大卫的城里有一位救世主要为我们降生。
He is the Messiah.
他是弥赛亚。
The Lord.
他是主。
He focuses on three words.
他主要是专注于三个字。
Savior.
他是救主。
Messiah or Christ in the Greek.
他是基督或者说是弥赛亚。
And then Lord.
他是主。
This is how he wants to be known.
这就是耶稣要我们知道他是谁的三件事情。
So let's look at those three words.
让我们看看这三个词。
First, let's look at the word Savior.
第一个我们来看救主。
In your outline, that's point number one.
在你们的那个单站上面就是第一项。
The word Savior means rescuer. It means deliverer. It means to make well. Rescuer, deliverer, and to make well.
这个救主的意思就是说他是从把你们从一个情况中救出来。
Jesus has come, as the English choir sang, Jesus has come to save us from our sins.
就像我们刚才的英语的诗班唱的。耶稣来是要救我们从脱离罪恶。
But Jesus also has come to save us, to save us, to save us from ourselves.
同时耶稣来也是要让我们自己从我们当中能够被救出来。
Because the truth of the matter is, brothers and sisters, we're really a lot more selfish than we think we are.
我跟弟兄姐妹说，我们想想看，我们其实是比我们所想象中的还要自私。
Before I was a husband, I used to think I was pretty selfish.
在我结婚之前，我认为自己是蛮自私的。
Before I was a father, I thought I was pretty selfish.
在我成为父亲之前，我觉得自己也是蛮自私的。
But then after getting married and after having children, I really realized how selfish I was.
等到我结婚了，等到我有孩子了之后，我才知道说我原来是这么样的自私。
You see, Jesus saved us from ourselves.
看着耶稣，他是真的是让我们能够自己能够从这里面被救出来。
But this may surprise you, my friends.
但这个会让你很惊喜的，你看着是怎么回事。
The purpose of Christianity is not just to save us from our sins. That's not the goal. This might surprise you. That's not the goal.
我们讲基督教的信仰不单只是把我们从罪中拯救出来，这不是最后的目的。
Saving us from our sins is a means to an end.
将我们从罪孽中拯救出来，只是用这样的方法，然后我们能够达到最后的目的。
What's wrong with sin?
罪恶有什么不对的呢
？If sin doesn't have any consequences, what's wrong with it?
如果罪没有带来任何的后果的话，那又有什么呢
？Now we know that sin has consequences.
我们知道罪必然带来它的后果。
But what's the real consequence of sin?
但是罪所带来的后果到底是什么呢
？When the Savior of the world came as a baby, then later to die on the cross, what was the reason for it？
当救世主来到这世界，并且在十字架上流宝血，他到底是为了什么呢
？If I am a human being, which I think I am，
如果我是个人的话，我想我是一个人吧。
My wife at times might disagree with that statement.
我的师母也许有的时候会不同意这样子讲。
Because I sometimes don't act like one.
有的时候我实在看起来不太像人样。
But if I'm a human being，
如果我是一个人的话
，and man is God，
如果我是神，不敢当。
Just an example.
只是举一个例子。
I love this brother. He is a godly man.
我喜欢这个人。
This pulpit represents sin.
这个就是好像是我们能够从把那个罪能够表现出来。
What's wrong with the sin?
到底罪恶有什么不对的地方呢
？What's wrong with the sin?
罪恶有什么不对的地方呢
？What's wrong with the sin is it separates me from a loving Father who wants to spend eternity with me. That's what's wrong with sin.
最主要的一点就是说，让我们与圣洁的神分开，让我们不能够跟圣洁的神在一起。
My friends, this is not a religion. We are not religious people in the sense of going through the motions. Christianity is about a relationship with a God who loves us.
所以我们信仰基督，这并不是一个宗教，而这是一个关系的问题，是我们和神之间的关系的问题。
So when we think of Savior, we think of God wanting to feel our pain so we wouldn't have to feel pain of being separated from him forever. God felt pain so we wouldn't feel pain of being separated from him forever. That's what the message of Christmas is all about.
所以讲到救主是他救我们，让我们不至于和神永远的分开，不会和神分开，这也是我们圣诞节它真正的意义所在。
Let me read you a true story.
我就讲两个故事。
It's a true story.
这是两个真实的故事。
A woman went to a plastic surgeon and asked him to make her face disfigured. A woman went to a plastic surgeon to make her face worse.
有一位女士，她到那个整容的医生那里，是说她要把她的脸变成这个样子，变成更可怕。
Dr. Meltz asked, "Why do you want me to make your face worse?"
所以就问他说，为什么你要把这个脸变成更可怕呢，更不美呢？
You see, my husband went into a burning house to save his parents. The house was burning, and he went in to save his parents.
他说，因为我的丈夫有一次在火灾之中，为了要救他的父母，他就冲了进去。
And he couldn't get them out.
他没有办法把他的父母救出来。
And ever since then, because they died, ever since then, he believes that God was punishing him.
所以自从那件事情发生之后，她的丈夫就一直认为说这是神在惩罚她，因为她的父母就这样子死了。
And he wouldn't talk to anybody, including myself, said the wife.
于是她这个丈夫就不愿意跟任何人讲话，甚至不跟他的妻子讲话。
His face is burned.
因为他的脸被火烧伤了。
His face is scarred.
她的脸上有很多的疤痕。
She said to the doctor.
所以这位女士就跟这位整容医生说。
If you could make my face like his.
如果你能够把我的脸整形整成像我丈夫的脸一样的话。
If I can share in his pain.
我能够和他真的是也感受到他的痛苦的话。
Then maybe he can let me into his heart again.
也许他就能够让我重新回到他的心中。
The doctor said,
医生说,
I can't do that.
我没有办法这样做。
But I can do one thing.
可是有一件事情我却可以做。
I can go and talk to your husband.
我可以去跟你的丈夫谈谈。
So they left the doctor's office.
所以他就离开了那个医的诊所。
And they went to the home.
他们就到了那女士的家中。
And they went into the bedroom and he knocked on the door.
他们就走到卧室，然后敲卧室的门。
And he says, "I'm a plastic surgeon, and I can restore your face, sir. Please come out."
这位医生说，我是整容的医生，请你出来，我可以帮你整容。
He waited a while.
他等了一段时间。
But there was no answer.
没有人回应。
And then he said this.
然后他就说了，
Your wife wants me to disfigure her face to be like yours so you can let her back into your life. That's how much she loves you.
这位医生跟他的丈夫说，你的妻子愿意把她的脸也整形成像你这样的不好，以至于她希望你能够重新回到她的心中。
He looked at the doorknob.
所以他就是在敲那个门。
And it turned.
然后就是开了门。
He opened the door.
他这个丈夫他开了门。
And he got better.
他感觉好多了。
God was willing to be beaten. God was willing to become ugly, my friends, so we could become beautiful.
神他愿意让他自己变成比较丑恶，以至于我们能够变成更加的好。
From creation to the cradle to the cross, God showed us.How much he loved us.
从他被创造一直到他上十字架，可以看到神是多么的爱我们。
2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "He who knew no sin, became sin, that we might obtain the righteousness of God."
在哥林多后书 2 Corinthians.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "He who knew no sin."
第五章第二十一节说，因为你们有罪
，became sin.
我就也成为罪的样式。
so that we might be righteous before him.
所以我们在 他的面前，我们能够称被称为义。
What is keeping you from coming to him? What is keeping you from coming back to him?
是什么样的事情让你能够不跟神在一起呢？不亲近神呢？
So first, Christ is our Savior.
首先我们要知道，耶稣基督是我们的救主。
To remove the sin between us and God, so that we can have a relationship with him.
他将我们的罪孽除去，以至于我们能够跟神在一起。
But secondly, he says that Christ is the Messiah.
第二，他们讲到说，耶稣他是弥赛亚。
The Bible has over 354 prophecies that predict the coming of the Messiah.
很厚的一叠哈，这圣经里面有354处是先知他预言。弥赛亚耶稣基督会诞生。
354. All of these prophecies were fulfilled. Listen, all of these prophecies were fulfilled in one man.
这边354个预言都会在这一个人或者耶稣基督的身上完完全全得到印证。
Christmas time is a prophecy that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. That's a prophecy, and it did come true.
在圣诞节这里面的预言就是说，耶稣基督救世主他会在这一天诞生。
But that's not the only prophecy.
但是那不是唯一的预言。
Let me read to you a few more.
我多念一些预言给你们听。
Genesis, it says that he was born of the seed of woman, number one.
在创世纪里面说他是女人的后裔。
The second one says he will be bruised by Satan's head.
再来就是也是创世纪说到说撒旦会伤你的头。
Number 27.
你会伤撒旦的头，对不起。
Sorry. Number 27 says not a bone of the lamb to be broken.
第27个预言，他是说是撒旦你的骨头一根也不会折断。
Number 40 says that the serpent on a pole, Christ, will be lifted up.
在第四十个预言，他应该是民数记讲的，他是说摩西举蛇的事情。
Number 56, he will be David's offspring. He will be David's seed.
第56个预言，他说他应该是大卫的后裔。
60 says the resurrection will be predicted.
第60个预言说，就是预言到他的复活。
Number 86 says they will pierce his hands and his feet.
第86个预言，他讲到说他们会扎了他的手和他的脚。
Number 88 says they parted his garments.
第88个预言说他们会分他的外衣。
My friends, they didn't even know what crucifixion was back. Crucifixion is a Roman instrument of torture. They didn't even have crucifixion back then. And he said that his hands will be pierced.
所以在大卫的时代并没有所谓钉十字架这个刑罚，这个刑罚是从罗马时代开始的，所以大卫他已经讲到说他的脚会被钉。
Number 116 says he was called the Messiah. Right now we just read it, the beautiful reading earlier, we just read it, he would be called the Messiah.
第116个预言讲说他会被叫做弥赛亚。
Number 118, he will be betrayed by a friend, not an enemy. He will be betrayed by a friend.Not an enemy. You see how specific this is, my friends?
第118个预言讲他会被他的同伴或者他的自己所出卖，而不是被他的敌人所出卖。可以看到说这个预言讲的有多精细。
Number 127, he will be given vinegar for when he's thirsty. When he was on the cross, he was given vinegar, not water. This was predicted.
第127个预言讲到说他在十字架上的时候他们会把醋给他吃，而不是给他水喝。
Number 188. He will be called the Nazarene. Jesus was called a branch.
在这里他们说耶稣会被叫做拿撒勒的人。他会被叫做耶西的根。
189. He will be out of the son of Jesse.
他也说他是会从耶西出来。
Just a few more. 238. He will be spat on. Somebody will spit on him. Look at how specific this is, friends. Somebody's going to spit on him.
第238个预言讲到说他们会吐唾沫在耶稣的脸上，这是也是非常非常的特别的一个情况。
Number 255, he would be the sin bearer of all mankind. He will bear the sins of all of us. Number 255.
第255个预言说他会为众人的罪孽背在他的身上。
Number 264, he will be buried. Listen to this one. Number 264, he will be buried in a rich man's grave. Who gets buried in a rich man's grave when you're that poor?
第264个预言说他会与财主同葬，一个穷的人怎么可能跟财主同葬呢？可是他是结果是跟财主同葬。
And now we get to Christmas.
现在我们就讲到圣诞节。
In Jeremiah,
在耶利米书，
he will be born from a virgin.
说他为童女所生。
Number 314, he will be born in Bethlehem.
第314个这个预言说他会在伯利恒生。
Number 326, he will present it to Jerusalem riding on a donkey. He's going to come in Jerusalem riding on a donkey, not a horse, because he's not a warrior. He's going to ride on a donkey as a servant. That was predicted.
这326个预言讲到说他会进耶路撒冷的时候他会骑着驴驹，前前后后的骑着驴驹，而不是骑着马，因为他不是战士。
And finally, number 339,
最后在339。
For 30 pieces of silver, he will be betrayed. For 30 pieces of silver, somebody will betray him.
就为了32的银子，他就被出卖了。耶稣被出卖了。
Do you know the probability for you math people? Do you know the probability of one person fulfilling 48, not all 354. Do you know the probability of one man fulfilling just 48 prophecies? Do you know what that probability is?
你们知不知道？如果说我们不要说是354个预言，如果只讲48个预言，要单单一个人他能够完完全应验这四十八个预言，他的豁然率是多少呢
？Professor Stephen Stoner, a professor of mathematics, has figured out the probability for one man fulfilling all 48 prophecies is 1 in 10 to the 157th power.
一位数学教授，他计算以后，他说要一个人完全要应验这48个预言是，他的豁然率是10^154次方之一。
The number of electrons in the world, number of electrons in the world is 10 to the 57th power number of electrons.
在这个世界上所有的电子的总数目是10^56次方。
Really? I'm serious.
我们就是仔细的想想看。
What is the probability of Jesus just happens to be the Son of God by chance? There is none. There is none. There's zero probability, right? The possibility that this was just an accident.
所以我如果我们说，完全从豁然力来说，耶稣是神的儿子，他的豁然力呢，就是让他自然发生的豁然力是非常非常非常小。
We have a faith.
我们有这样的信心。
But it's not a blind faith, my friend.
这不是一个完完全全是盲目的一个信心。
Finally, Jesus, first of all, Jesus is the Savior. Second, he's the predicted Christ. He is the anointed one.
所以耶稣他是救主，他也是在预言中已经讲到的这一位。他是那位被膏者。
That's what Christ means. He's the anointed one. He's the promised one. That's what Christ means.
基督他的意思也就是说，他是那位受膏者，他也是那位应许要来的那一位。
Christ is not just his last name. Christ is his title.
基督不是他的姓，而是他的尊称，他的名字就是基督。
Often Jesus is called Messiah Jesus.
常常我们叫基督他是弥赛亚基督
or Christ Jesus
或是基督弥赛亚
and then finally he's our Lord
最后我们要讲他是主
and that's what I want to talk about in the final remaining minutes is Jesus is Lord what does it mean for Jesus to be Lord
我们讲基督是主这到底是什么意思呢
Well, first of all, if you look on your outline, I've given you four letters, L-O-R-D.
首先我们看里面的单章，它给了四个字，就是 L-O-R-D.
And we will see that Jesus is Lord because this comes from the Word of God. This is not my own thinking. This is the Word of God.
所以我们说基督是主，因为这些话语都不是我们自己创造出来的，是来自神的话，这本圣经。
First of all, for Jesus to be Lord,He has to, you have to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
如果说耶稣是主的话，第一个我们要尽心、尽心、尽力、尽意的爱主。
Do you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength?
你有没有真的是尽心、尽心、尽力、尽意的爱主呢
？Do you spend your time reading the Word of God in the morning? Do you read the good news or do you read the bad news first?
我们明天早上我们 要看神的话语我们看要看一些事情我们是先看好的消息呢还是先看坏的消息
when I was teaching in China
当我在国内在 教书的时候
at the university in China my wife and I
我师母和我一起在国内的一所大学教书
I was a teacher trainer and I also taught cross-cultural communications at this university of about 20,000 students.
我一方面训练他们里面的教师，一方面我也是一个跨文化的一位老师。
And in this city of Zhengzhou in Henan province,
在河南郑州
there was this huge church.
有一个很大的教堂。
And it had about 500 people.
差不多有500位会众。
And the students from the university would come to church on a Sunday morning.
那些大学生他们在礼拜天早上会到这个教会来聚会。
And my wife and I, among others, we would provide an English service for over 300 students. Many of them were not saved.
我和我的师母就是为其中大约300位的学生，这个组织他们的敬拜，而他们当中大部分都还没有信主。
There were cameras in the church.
在这个教堂里面有很多的这个
And many of them would sit behind the cameras.
就很多人他们是坐在那个照相机的后面。
They were hungry for something beyond themselves.
他们是要追求一些是他们之外的一些东西。
Many of them came to the Lord.
很多他们最后信了主。
We spent 3 years in China.
我们在那里花了三年的时间。
But one of the greatest experiences that my wife ever had, and I'll never forget this.
有一件事情是我和师母是永远永远不能忘怀的一件事。
One day we were walking down the street.
有一天我们就在街上走。
And off to the distance, we saw the church that we would preach in.
我们在远处就可以看到我们所服侍的那座教堂。
But I looked into the parking lot.
但是我看到那个停车场。
And it was filled with people from the countryside.
就聚集了很多很多从乡下来的人。
Young and old.
有年轻的，有年长的。
Wealthy and not so wealthy.
有似乎很有钱的，也是看起来没有什么钱的。
Men, women, and children.
有男的、女的、孩子们。
They were coming from everywhere.
他们从各处来到这里。
I asked.Those that were there through a translator, what is happening? Why is this parking lot filled with about 1,000 people coming from all over the countryside? Why are they here?
我通过一个翻译的人问他们说：“你们到底为什么来到这里？差不多有1000个人，你们到这里来的目的是什么？”
Many of them walked for miles.
很多人是走了好几里的路来到这里。
They were bringing their sick. They couldn't. Many had.They couldn't walk. They were on crutches. Old people that were dying. They would bring them in the back of pickup trucks.
他们有些人是连行路都不太方便，带着拐杖，甚至有些年老的他们不能走路，他们是用车子把他带过来的。
And he said they were coming together for fellowship and for to understand the truth and to experience God's healing.
他们说他们是来要彼此能够有很好的交通，同时他们也要知道说真道是在哪里，他们也希望神能够医治他们。
And then I walked into the church.
他们就走进了教堂。
And I heard the wonderful music, and I couldn't believe my eyes how wonderful they were singing in one voice and one heart, tears running down the faces of everybody in the congregation.
我进去的时候听到他们那个音乐真的是美得不得了，让大家都眼泪都要流出来，非常非常美的。
And then I went into another room.
然后我就到旁边另外一个房间。
I opened the door.
我打开了门。
There were people sitting on the floor.
有很多人坐在地上。
And elders were laying hands on them.
长老就把他们的手搭在他们的肩上。
And they were praying for God's healing upon them.
他们求主能够医治他们。
What love!
这是多少的爱在里面。
What compassion!
他们真的是这样的富有同情的心。
Remember, the angel said in the text that we read, he said this, we have come to bring great joy to all the people of the world, all of them.
在记得这里，我们讲到说，天使说我来到这里报告你们一个喜信，这是关乎万国万民所有的人的一个喜信。
Maybe the reason that God appeared to the shepherds was because He wanted to tell us that He was for everyone.
神借着天使告诉那些牧羊人，就是要那些牧羊人能够了解，要告诉大家说，我来是为了所有的人而来。
Because if he appeared to the poor,
因为他在穷困的人面前
，the rich would know that he wanted to be with them as well.
而让也让有钱的人也知道说他也需要和神在一起。
But if he appeared to the rich,
如果说他只在富有钱人的面前显现的话
，the poor would have said, "It's not for me. We're too poor."
那穷困的人说，那不是我的，这是给有钱人的，我是没有资格。
Do you see the brilliance of God?
你这里看到神的智慧。
God wants to love.All people.
神是要爱每一个人。
Do you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength?
你是不是真的是尽心、尽心、尽力、尽意爱主你的神呢？
Secondly, the O stands for obey him.
第二个讲到那个 O 就是要顺服。
Jesus says, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments." He says, "If you love me, prove it. Prove it. Don't earn it."We don't earn our love. God will never love us more than He loves us now. You cannot earn your love. You can't do it. Don't even try. But you can prove it to Him.
所以耶稣说，你如果是爱我的话，你就必遵守我的命令。这个要耶稣的爱，并不是我们做一些事情来赢得这个爱，而是神就是爱我们，就是因为主要是我们要遵守他的命令，他就爱我们。
So God wants us to obey His commandments.
所以神要我们遵守他的命令。
Remember that Jesus says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel, teaching them my commandments." No, Jesus doesn't say teaching them all my commandments. That's a false gospel. Teaching them to what? Obey all of my commandments. Don't forget the word obey.
所以神是要我们去传这个福音、啊、主要是 说叫我们说听到这个福音后我们能够遵守他的命令。
In the Bible, there's about 50, over 50 commandments of Jesus. If you go through, and the research shows that there's about 50, 60, or 70, there's about 50 to 70 different commandments that we're supposed to be obeying.
在那个圣经里面讲到耶稣他的叫我们遵守的命令大概有50到70个。
And as the pastors of your church and the leaders of your church, our job is to help you to know what those commandments are and to obey them. That's our job. That's what we do for a living. And that's what you should do also.
唐牧师作为我们教会的牧师，目的也就是要让我们知道说这些耶稣基督神的命令是哪些，而我们知道以后就可以去遵守。
And so, Spend time in the Word. Pastor Shen writes a wonderful, wonderful devotional. He sends out to thousands of people. I'm not trying to put him on a pedestal right now. Please, don't misunderstand me. But he writes a wonderful devotional, and he sends it to everybody every day. Because as a shepherd, he wants you to know what those commandments are and to follow them.
沈牧师他每天都写每日灵修，可以送出去，可能有上千的人都在看。这里我不是要抬举他，而是他确实是写把他的每日灵修分享出来。
You don't need a title to be a Christian, minister, all you need is a mouth and a heart and the word of God. Just share it.
你并不需要有一个特别的身份能够成为基督徒，你只要有你的口，有你的心，你就愿意接受，就可以成为基督徒。
You see, all of life is about, and I hope you'll never forget this one as well. All of life is about two callings in life. All of us have two primary callings in life.
记得我们每个人有两个重生来的呼召，有两个，每个人都有。
And unfortunately, in our culture.And I, my wife and I have been to many different countries, and I can see this, and you have too. But unfortunately, we get these two things out of order.
可是很不幸的，因为是大概是因为文化的关系，我们常常把这两种神的呼召就是颠倒了。
As a Christian, we have a missional calling, and then we have an occupational calling. A missional and an occupational.
作为一位基督徒，我们有两种神的呼召，一种是属于宣道的呼召，另外一种就属于我们这在职侍奉的这种呼召。
Our missional calling is to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to obey His commandments and to preach His gospel.
讲到这个传道这种呼召，就主要就是我们尽心、尽心、尽力、尽意的爱主我们的神，同时也遵守神的命令。
Our secondary calling is to get a job, to be a student, and to provide for our families. That's good as well.
那再下面的一个呼召就是说，我们可能是一位学生，或者是在职场上工作。
We're supposed to use our natural talents and our skills and our spiritual gifts. That's important as well.
在这个时候，我们就可以用我们原来就有的一些技能，或者说神给我们属灵的一些恩赐，然后能够做，这也是很重要的。
But unfortunately, we put our jobs sometimes in place of our primary calling, which is to love God and love others and to share the gospel.
可常常我们就把这两个颠倒了。而没有把那个爱神爱人这个放在第一位。
So parents, I just want to say thank you this morning.
作为父母的我，在这个早上，我愿意说谢谢你。
From the bottom of our hearts, as your pastoral staff, thank you very much.
就是从教牧人员的心底，我们要愿意说谢谢你们。
Grandparents, thank you very much.
祖父母们一样，谢谢你们。
For training your children in the ways of the Lord, thank you.
如果你们是照着神所 交托我们的责任来教养我们的孩子的话
Thank you for reading the Bible at home with them. Thank you.
谢谢你们在家中和你的孩子们一起念着圣经
Thank you for bringing them to church and to Sunday school and youth group. Thank you.
也感谢你在礼拜天的时候带领他们到教会来，不管是青年的聚会或者是儿童主日学
Keep up the good work.
继续这样做
Glorify God.
来荣耀神。
I would just ask you one thing, if you could.
我愿意再问你们一个问题。
Students are always welcome at the 9:30 service. Just bringing them to Sunday school is not enough. Can I be honest with you right now? To speak the truth in love, bringing your children just to Sunday school is not enough. They need to come to a worship service.
也就是说，当我们要带孩子来到教会的时候，不是只是来参加主日学，同时也要参加主日崇拜。
Do you know how many students? I've been working with youth for a long time, not just in this church, but for a long time. Do you know how many youth continue to serve God after they leave high school and go to college? Do you know the percentage of youth, of students that continue to serve the Lord after they leave home and go to college? Do you know the percentage?
我服侍了一段时间，你们知不知道那些孩子们，当他们从高中毕业以后，本来在教会的，高中毕业以后有多少的比例的孩子，他们到大学以后继续是留在主里面吗？
About 70% of them never go to church. In fact, they fall away from God. Only about 30% will continue to serve the Lord.
其中70%就离开了神，就30%仍然留在教会当中。
So we have to do our very best.
所以我们必须努力地做这件工作。
To not let our children be part of that 70%.
让我们的孩子在尤其是在那个七十个百分比当中的那些孩子。
So love the Lord your God with all your heart. Number one, obey Him.
所以我们尽心尽心尽意尽力爱主的神，这是第一个。然后我们就需要顺服神。
And the R stands for repent.
那个 R, Lord 里面的 R 是代表是我们就是认罪悔改。
My friends, why isn't Satan going to heaven? Have you ever thought about that? Why isn't Satan going to heaven?
为什么撒旦他 不去，他不能去天堂呢？
Well, you say, well, he's too bad to go to heaven.
我们说呢，因为他太糟糕了，所以他当然不能去天堂。
But you see, that's true.
这也没错。
But Satan also knows a lot about God.
但是其实他很知道神。
You see, it takes much, he knows more about God than we do. Satan was an angel before he fell. He was standing in the presence of God. Lucifer was.
神撒旦对神的了解比我们更多，因为他原来是天使，他就在神的四周。
But the reason that he's not going to be in heaven because he never repented and he will never repent.
撒旦之所以不能去天堂，是因为他不认罪悔改，他也永远不会认罪悔改。
So we, knowledge is not enough to save us.
所以我们的知识并不能够拯救我们。
Think of the story of the prodigal son.
我们就想想那个浪子的回头的那个故事。
You remember the story of the prodigal son?
我想你们记得浪子回头这件事在圣经里。
One day,
有一天
a son went to his father.
这个孩子就是跟他父亲说。
And he said, "Give me my inheritance."
你把该分我的那些遗产先分给我。
He was the younger son.
他是小儿子。
So the father gave him all of his, much of his money, not all of it, much of it.
所以这个父亲就把他很多的钱就给了这个小儿子。
And the son ran away from home.
所以小儿子就离开家。
And he spent his money on wild living.
所以他就把这些钱都给乱花了。
Until he lost everything.
直到他所有的钱都花光了。
The pigs were eating better than he was.
就是猪吃的食物都比他吃的要好。
Finally, he said.
最后他说了
，My father's servants, they have more food than I have.
就是我父亲他下面的这些仆人都有比我有更多更多的食物可以吃。
So he left that lifestyle.
所以他就离开了那个罪恶的生活。
He says, "I've sinned against heaven."
他说我是触犯了天。
Meaning that he sinned against God.
也就是说他是对神来说他是犯了罪。
So he admitted that he was wrong.
他承认他错了。
Then he turned away from his wrong lifestyle.
他就离开了他罪恶的生活。
And then he went back to the father.
他就回到他父亲那里去。
True repentance involves three things.
真正的悔改包括了三件事情。
It means you have to admit that you're wrong.
第一个必须承认他有罪。
Then you have to turn from it.
然后必须要回转。
But it's not over.
但还没完。
Because you could admit that you're wrong and you can turn from it, but instead of going back to the Father, you could go to another bad habit.
你可以说承认你有罪，你也可以离开原来罪，可是你可以再走向另外一个不同的罪。
So the story of the prodigal son is to show us what true repentance is about.
所以浪子回头的故事是让我们看到说真正的悔改是什么。
Mothers, when your children fall and they hurt they skin their knee, what do they do?
当一个孩子跌倒的时候，母亲把他扶起来，要做什么事情呢
？The little child will run back to the mother's arms, and the mother will say it's okay, and they will rub the leg and reduce the pain.
这个孩子会跑到母亲的怀里说，我跌倒了，然后母亲会扶着他，然后说你痛吗
？When you make a mistake, when you get hurt, don't run away from God, run to Him.
当我们犯了错的时候，我们不要就从神面前逃脱，而我们反而是要转回来向，走向神。
Love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
要你们的信心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Obey His commandments.
要遵从他的命令。
Repent from your sin.
要对我们所犯的罪要悔改。
And the last one.
最后一个。
D stands for depend on Him.
就是 Lord 的那个最后一个 D， 就是说我们要倚靠神。
Depend on Him。
倚靠神。
Jesus depended upon God。
耶稣他也倚靠神。
Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights。
耶稣在受40天的试炼的时候。
Jesus' food was to do the will of God。
耶稣的食物是神的话。
I remember when I was in college。
我记得当我在大学的时候。
And I was in my fifth major。
我是在念的第五个主修的科目。
I studied really hard.
我非常用功。
I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do in life, and I kept switching my major.
我一直在变化我的主修科目，我也不知道将来会怎么样。
I started as a voice major.
我开始的时候是学唱歌。
And then I realized that I didn't want to be on stage singing opera all my life.
我是不喜欢的，以后就在舞台上就天天唱歌剧。
So I went into engineering and then psychology and then business.
所以我就学工程，我学心理，然后学business 商业。
And finally, the Lord brought me into the ministry.
最后神把我带到就是传福音。
I would spend, and I'm not trying to make myself look good. I'm just trying to say, sometimes I would spend all my night in prayer and reading the Bible.
我并不是要抬举我自己，我可以告诉大家，有的时候我整夜都是在读圣经以及在祷告。
Looking for God's dream in my life.
我真的是求神让神在我这一生当中。
But something unusual happened.
但是有一件事情非常不寻常的发生了。
I found another dream first.
我又想有了另外一个梦想。
I found the woman of my dreams.
我在梦中找到了我的师母。
I was seeking God.
我寻求神。
And he looked down at me.
神从上面看着我。
And he says, "You need somebody very quickly."
他说你需要一个人来帮你，很立刻就需要有人来帮你。
He granted the desire of one of my desires.
他就让我能够遇到师母。
A lot of young people come to me and say, "Who is it?"
很多年轻人到我面前来说，那是谁呀？
And this is my advice: you've got to spend time on your knees, on your face.
这个就是说神在当我们在神面前屈膝的时候，他就会给我。
On the major decisions in your life, you've got to depend on God, my friends.
而我们人生中最很重要的决定，神都会告诉我们必须依靠神。
Whether you're looking for a house, whether you're looking for a spouse or a computer mouse, whatever it is.
不管你是在找房子呢，是在找配偶呢，还是只是找一个电脑的滑鼠。
Actually, forget the computer mouse. It'll hurt you. Just forget.
不要去管这个电脑的滑鼠好了。
But seriously, my friends, you've got to show God that you're serious. You've got to show God that you're serious. Nobody that showed God that they were serious, nobody ever got turned away. Jesus didn't meet every person. He didn't. He didn't have time. But everybody that was serious to God, God was serious to them.You want to get something done in your life that's not about you. You've got to show God that you're serious, my friends. Fast, pray, do whatever you can. Be on your face. God listens to people that are serious. Sorry.
所以我们在神面前必须是非常的诚心，因为这样子神才会诚心的回答我们的祷告。所以我们不管用什么方法，是进食也好，是种种方法，我们主要在神面前我们要非常的诚心。
Love him with all your heart.
尽心的爱主你的神。
Obey his commandments.
要遵守他的命令。
Admit that you're wrong and that he's right, and it's tough, especially men. It's tough to admit that you're wrong, but you've got to admit that you're wrong.
我们必须要承认我们是错的，神是对的。尤其对男人来说，常常这个很难做到，说我要承认自己是错的。可是我们必须承认自己是错的。
By the way, men, can I talk to you for just a second, men, ladies too?
跟所有的男士讲一件事情，对不起，要讲一件事。
Do you have a couple of guys that you can be real with? Be real with? Do you have a couple of guys you can be honest with? That you can confess your sins to?
你有没有非常亲近的人，你可以跟他讲所有的话，任何的话？
The fear of the Lord is the hatred of evil. If you don't hate evil, you haven't even begun to be wise. You're stupid. I'm stupid. If I don't have a hatred of sin in my life, you want to be wise, guys? Starting point is to admit that you're wrong and to get into the Word, or you will not have the wisdom to lead your home and your business.
所以我们要做一个有智慧的人，就是要承认那些错误的事情。如果我们不承认错误的事情，我们就不是一个有智慧的人。
I tell myself that every day.
我常常对自己每天这么说。
Love him, obey him, repent and depend.
就是要爱，要顺服，要认罪悔改，要依靠神。
I want to read one more scripture before I end.
最后我还要念一段经文。
I want everybody to read this together, English and Chinese.
我们一起念，就不翻译了啊。
You got it in Chinese.
Yeah,
right?
That's for the book.
Matthew 7,
21, 22. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you should have it, right? Matthew 7.
Not sure.
Keep going.
Okay.
That's it. Right there. Okay. Okay. We're going to read Matthew 7:21-23.
马太福音第七章第21到23节。
We want to give respect to the word of God, right?
我们对神的话要非常的尊重。
Let me ask you a question. Are you under the word of God or are you above the word of God?
让我问你问题, 我们是在神的话语之下呢, 还是在神的话语之上?
We don't submit to any leader. We submit to the word of God, period. If it's not in the, if it's in our constitution, it's not in the word of God, then forget the constitution. Okay? It's got to be in the word of God, right? So, out of respect for the word of God, can we all stand up?
我们为遵从神的话, 让我们一起起立。
And let's read this together.
让我们一起来念这段经文。 马太福音第七章21到23节。
Let's just read it all together in English or in Chinese or whatever language you want to read it in. Let's read it all.
我们齐声来念, 不管是用哪一种语言, 中文, 英文, 或其他的语言。
Ready?
来。
Not everyone.
凡称呼我主啊, 主啊的人, 不能都进天国, 唯独遵行我父旨意的人, 才能进去。 当那日, 必有许多人对我说, 主啊, 主啊, 我不是奉你的名传道, 奉你的名赶鬼, 奉你的名行许多异能吗? 我就明明告诉他们说, 我从来不认识你们, 你们这些作恶的人, 离开我去吧。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, I have to tell you this.
在主里的弟兄姊妹, 我告诉你们,
I would be lying to you if I didn't say this.
如果说我不告诉你们这些的话, 那我实在就好像是说谎的。
Every single person in this room
在这个大厅里面的每一个人
will be standing in front of God someday.
有一天我们会站在神的面前。
And some of us, and I'm sorry to say this, but some of us, he's going to look at you and he's going to say, I never knew you.
可是很抱歉我要讲, 就说有一天神会说, 我从来不认识你。
This is the saddest sentence in the universe.
这是我们所能听到最令人伤感的话。Because
if we don't know God, then we're not going to spend eternity with Him, and we're going to spend eternity in hell.
因为如果我们不认识神的话, 我们就不能够与神永远在一起, 反而要到地狱去。
And you say to God, what do you mean you don't know me? I did this for you. God, you're all knowing. Of course you knew me. I went to church every Sunday. I did all of these things. How could you say, Lord, that you don't know me?
我们可不可以跟神说, 你怎么说你不认识我呢? 我对你做了好多事情, 我也每个礼拜天到教会去, 你怎么能够说我不认识你呢?
And he's going to look into your eyes.
神就会看着我们的眼睛。
And he's going to say, I didn't know you the way I wanted you.
他会说, 我不认识你, 因为你不是我所想,
I knew everything about you. I know what you think. I know what you feel. I know absolutely everything about you. But I didn't know you the way I wanted to know you.
我知道你的一切, 可是我并不知道我所要你做的那所有的一切事情。
I wanted to hear you say, I love you.
我要听到你说我爱你。
Because that's why I created you.
因为这是我为什么要创造你。
I did not want you to pretend to be nice. I never told you to pretend to be nice and good.
我不要你假装的好像很好的样子, 我从来没有叫你要假装。
I told you to be humble.
我要你谦卑。
Loving.
爱。
Obedient.
顺服。
Repentant.
认罪悔改。
And dependent.
依靠神。
I never knew you the way I wanted to know you.
我从来就不知道你是这样子的。
Let's pray. Keep standing.
让我们继续站立, 我们祷告。
Father in heaven,
天上的父,
I hope that when we meet God face to face, when we meet you face to face,
我们真的愿望有一天我们能够与你面对面。
We will hear the wonderful words, welcome home, son. Welcome home, daughter.
我们真愿意听到你说, 欢迎你到天家来, 我的孩子, 我的女儿。
Your room is waiting for you.
你的天家在等着你。
Good and faithful servant.
你是好而忠心的仆人。
If you want God to be Lord of your life, remain standing.
如果你愿意神成为你的救主，你就继续站立着。
If you don't want, seriously, If you don't want God to be Lord of your life, sit down.
如果说你不愿意神做你的主的话，你就坐下来。
I'm giving you a very important question. If you want Lord to be Lord of your life, remain standing. If you don't, sit down.
如果你愿意让神作为你的主的话，你就继续站着，否则你就可以坐下来。
Father, I pray for all those who are standing here this morning.
天父，我愿意为所有还站着的
祷告。They have received you as their Lord and Savior.
他们接受你作为救主。
By mere standing, they realize that you are Lord of their lives.
让他们继续站着，他们就知道说你是他们的主。
Help us to continue to walk according to it.
帮助我们能够继续的向前走在天路上。
Help us to continue to be like little children.
让我们继续的像有孩子的心。
We're always willing to listen to their parents usually.
我们愿意听到我们父母给我们的教导。
And continues to see you face to face someday.
让我们有一天能够与你面对面相会。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.